poll, plurality of Americans say they are worse off financially than 1 year ago. By Hannah Blow on December 29, 2021. A plurality of Americans say their financial situation has worsened over the last year in President Biden's America, and few have hopes that it will significantly improve in the new year, a Rasmussen Report survey released Wednesday found. The survey asked respondents if they believe they are better off or worse off economically than they were 1 year ago, prior to Biden taking office. A plurality, 48%, said they are worse off, followed by 28% who said they are about the same and 20% who said better. A majority of Republicans, 61%, and independents, 51%, said their financial situation is worse, and just over one-third of Democrats, 35%, said the same. Respondents were also asked to gauge how they see their financial situation 1 year from now, which will be 2 years into Biden's presidency. 34% said they believe it will be worse, while 33% said better, and 30% said about the same. Democrats are the most optimistic of the three groups, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, as 44% believe their financial situation will improve 1 year from now. With President Joe Biden in the White House, Democrats now feel significantly better about their economic situation than do other Americans. 32% of Democrats say they are better off economically than they were a year ago, compared to just 11% of Republicans and 17% of those unaffiliated with either major party. Majorities of both Republicans, 61%, and the unaffiliated, 51%, say they are worse off than a year ago, as do 35% of Democrats. Likewise, many more Democrats, 44%, than Republicans, 19%, or the unaffiliated, 32%, expect that their finances will be better a year from now. 51% of Republicans think their finances will be worse in a year, as do 20% of Democrats and 33% of the unaffiliated. The survey, taken December 26 among 1,000 U.S. adults, has a margin of error of +/-3%. It comes on the heels of Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, effectively killing Biden's multi-trillion-dollar social spending spree and Biden closing out the year with crating approval ratings.